this first story from the book of Numbers is the basis for what our Lord says in the gospel. They sinned. And the result of the sin was serpents who bit them. So God said, put on a standard the effects of sin and let them all look. That's what that is. So they were all healed after that. Anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at. Now that word in the Hebrew text is, you know, gazed at, looked at. If we gaze at that cross and see what our sins have done, you see, we'll live. You see, he looked, if anyone bitten looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Well, our Lord says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent, right? We just heard it. But anyone who looks at me on the cross and understands what that's all about lives. It's that important. And so, well, what we're told here is that gaze on Jesus on the cross and try to understand what that's all about. And you'll live, because you'll be overcome with such gratitude that God did that for us. It's amazing. And so that's why the church has always had such a great devotion to the crucifix, and to look on that cross with faith. You live. You see what God has done for us. And that's the that's why our Lord says, you see, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. I am. You will know, if you gaze long enough with the eyes of your heart, you will see that I am divine. That I am the eternal Son of the Father. And just as the Jews, if they looked at the effects of their sin, the serpent, were healed, so we, if we look at the effect of our sin, Jesus on the cross, we're healed. Because the Holy Spirit will ultimately fill us with such a sense of the generosity, the love, the care that Jesus Christ, who is the eternal God, has for us, and will change. And that's the, and that's why the text, as you know, all these Old Testament, I guess you know, that all the whole Old Testament was translated into Aramaic, because the people didn't know Hebrew anymore. But it's very valuable. I used to teach that Aramaic translation of the Old Testament over when I lived in Jerusalem. Because there you understand, you know, what was the current Jewish understanding of the Old Testament? Because of putting it in, the people didn't know, most of them didn't know Hebrew. They spoke Aramaic. And so the reader would stand here and read the text in Hebrew. And after every two sentences, he'd stop. And the Meturgaman, the translator, would put him into Aramaic. Now sometimes they got quite fanciful, so pretty soon they said, no, write it out and read what's there. Just don't wing it. But you can see, if you gaze on the cross, your heart will melt when you understand that that's God hanging on the cross for love of you, who has found a way to stay with you here every day, feed us on that body and blood which was offered on the cross. So now you see we're being brought more into an understanding of the Passion. We began with mostly reforming our lives, and there'll be some others next week about our Lord's interior as he looked on this. But now we're being introduced, well then, what shall we do? Look at me on the cross and gaze, and I'll do the rest.